You are listening to Radio Redux, but first, a word from our sponsors. Are you tired of bending your neck down looking for rings in the street? Wood-dwelling wolves hounding you as you hunt for the perfect glove accessory? And the only anklet you found down the sewer is a rat that sunk its teeth into your precious flesh? When ghosts are blocking your path to gold, or crazy mechanized overlords are busy hiding the lot, and you're just too goddamn lazy to bother hunting for one yourself, you need Blue Ice Jewelry Incorporated.
Blue Ice.
At Blue Ice, we know it's sometimes hard to get the generic one of your choice, whether for yourself or as a present for someone else. We hold a vast supply to save you the hassle of getting up off of your fat ass and finding one yourself. We sell you these highly common items for cold hard cash. That's right, cold hard cash. You don't even have to worry about the size or type, as they're all utterly identical. Look the business when with your fly boy or fly girl with a ring from Blue Eyes Jewelry Incorporated. Uh-oh, not feeling so super? Try our 50 ring bargain pack for only $99.95. Yes, only $99.95.
Blue
Eyes Jewelry Incorporated. Remember, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that bling.
This episode of Radio Redux is also brought to you by the Children's Television Workshop, pulping down your unwanted fan members and recycling their innards into useful items since 1984. Run the titles.
Hello, baby! This is the Big Bopper speaking. Well, no, it's not actually, it's Arcane UK. Welcome back to the second part of our special Radio Redux Summer of Sonic. 15 years of Sonic music. Sonic, 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 special, 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 Sonic, Sonic, special, Sonic, Sonic, special. Hope that cleared that up. Anyway, yes, we're back. It is a period of 6 years we're covering now. Well, in reality, it's 5 years, but we'll get onto that in a second. Yes, we ended up at the end of part one with 2001, and I think I'm recording on two different streams at the same time, which is very impressive indeed. 1 second while I just adjust that. And that's better. Quality Pro was kindly recording my voice twice over. So you would have had this nice echo effect with me sounding like God, probably played by James Mason. And a sort of, you will go forth. That's a very rubbish impersonation of James Mason. In fact, it's so rubbish, not even an impersonation of James Mason. In fact, the only impersonation I can do of James Mason is an impersonation of Eddie Izzard doing an impersonation of James Mason, which I won't subject you to, quite frankly.
else has been going on? Well, first of all, I should tell you that the time this is being recorded, it is, what is the date? It is the 30th of June, which means it's Rednux's birthday. So everybody after three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. And you can continue that yourself. And, yes, so we're up to year 2000 in our little trot through the years. And 2000 we'll get through very, very quickly, mainly because the year 2000, no Sonic games were released at all. Not a single one issued forth from Sega of Japan, or Sega of Europe, or Sega of America, or Sega of Africa, or Sega of South America, or Sega of Antarctica, or Sega of Australasia. Not a single game emerged, which is kind of weird, you thought, but, aha, they were building up. They were building up for 2001. 2001 was, of course, the 10th anniversary. We're talking about the 15th anniversary through these two particular specials, but 2001, of course, 10 years, 10th anniversary. And that came about with two games, two specific games. The first one was Sonic Shuffle. Now then, Sonic Shuffle. See, now, how do I explain Sonic Shuffle to people who haven't seen or played Sonic Shuffle before? Sonic Shuffle just was. Sonic Shuffle was a very strange game. It came out in March 2001 on the Dreamcast, before the next game, which came out on the 23rd of June, exactly 10 years later. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Sonic Shuffle was, I mean, it was really going to be called Sonic Square. It was kind of the answer to Mario Party, but I mean, it was even overseen by the same team that made Mario Party. But and there's lots, obviously lots of similarity. It involves magical fairies, the character Void, and that's it. It's got cards. It's got its magical cards. Let me just read you the synopsis from the game profile page on the TSS, which is probably doing a lot better than I have. A magical fairy called Luminous is an evil being, Void, is here to destroy the precious stones. Or should they be called the precious stones? Anyway, they are basically the source of power for imaginary world. Not to be confused with imaginary world, which of course is over the border, and you need a passport and a special visa to go there. And also a sense of irony. If they're destroyed, the magical land will cease to exist! And people will have nightmares and stuff, and evil things will happen. As all good heroes do, Sonic and the team accept the challenge, and funnily enough, Eggman managed to get in your way as well. And then you go and defeat Void, protect the precious stones, and you even end up restoring some kind of god to power. So, not particularly good god if it needs your help to be restored. Yeah, so we've got a piece of music coming out for that, but the main thing was, 10 years later, bang, on the day, 23rd of June 2001, you had Sonic Adventure 2. Now, Sonic Adventure 2 didn't have as many nods to previous games as its predecessor Sonic Adventure did. Sonic Adventure, obviously, you had basically a 3D recreation of a Sky Chase Zone. Coming back, you also had Ice Cap returning, also with the ability to play with Tails, but beautiful 3D going down. And in a way, we can say that now, I suppose, in a way, Ice Cap on Sonic Adventure probably sort of gave rise to the idea of the boarding game in Sonic Riders. It's not hard when you think about it to make that connection, because obviously you had that, and then it went so well as that you ended up boarding in the very first level of Sonic Adventure 2, obviously City Escape. We don't have City Escape music for you, you'll be pleased to know, because City Escape music gets done to death. Anyway, it's Sonic Adventure 2, and lots of things happened in Sonic Adventure 2 that changed the way Sonic games are sort of looked at. Amy became an even more centralised character. Knuckles, the Master Emerald, came to the fore again, and you saw it you saw its purpose a bit more exploited in plotline terms than it was in Sonic Adventure. Obviously, it was kind of a big thing in Sonic Adventure, but again, Sonic Adventure 2, you had Rouge introduced, Eggman's family tree was revealed a bit, although we still would quite like some more information about that. I'm going to talk about this in my little thing article that I'll get around to doing somewhere for the Samurai Sonic. But yeah, so Eggman. But of course, the main thing was the Shadow. Shadow the Hedgehog was born. This particular day. And, of course, we found out about Eggman's grandfather and Maria, and it all started off with there was lots of angst. There was angst in your pants, and angst down everyone else's pants who played the game. And, of course, it immediately split the Sonic community, as any kind of new character like this does, right down the middle, between the Shadow Lovers and the Shadow Haters. The Shadow Haters, obviously, hated Shadow with an absolute passion, because you know Shadow's a fake. He's a wannabe. It's just them going down the same old path. I mean, why did they have to make another hedgehog? I don't really quite understand, because you know he's never had any other imitators before. I'm not counting Silver Sonic, Anti Sonic, Metal Sonic, Mecha Sonic, Pseudo Sonic, Caffeine Free Sonic, Diet Sonic, Original Sonic, Clear Sonic, or Sonic in the Coconut, and then get all day. Not counting any of those whatsoever, or even you know Sonic Zero, or just plain old evil Sonic. Okay, he's had no type of imitators anywhere before in the Sonic series. So Sonic Shadow was the very first one, and you know he should just be hated for it. But of course, the other actual Shadow fans just went, hey, angst, cool, I'm gonna make me a goth. It may surprise you to know, as obviously I'm sort of entrenched in the Shadow isn't the Antichrist camp, that I am not in any way goth related. I have no piercings, I have no, well, I have bags under my eyes at the moment because I've got some kind of weird illness thing going on, but never mind that. And I don't like candles particularly either. Or the word miasma doesn't particularly appeal to me either. But anyway, yes, we had those two particular games, and there was all sorts of things. There was even character death! Character death in a Sonic game, you don't have that. What an organic character dying? Preposterous! Outrageous! But it happened. Anyway, so we're going to have two pieces of music coming up for the two games, 2001, Sonic Shuffle, Sonic Adventure 2. I will see you after the break.
2001. Thank you. fighting with them foes all the time. But I gotta do it, they always stay out of line. Sometimes I wanna just chill and lay, but I'm the protector of the emeralds and gems. Stay knuckled up in a deep cut. I'm seeing skulls that burn, they trying to throw me off. Avoiding my luck, I'm feeling kinda stuck. Don't call me nothing, give me a buck.
Forever. All the darkness that goes in the dusk. listening to
Radio Redux. And there we go then. First piece of music was from Sonic Shuffle, and that was called Crystal Knight. Knight with a K, as in sword, shield, rah rah rah. Sonic Adventure 2, we had two pieces of Shadow music and one piece of Knuckles music. First one was the very first level featuring Shadow, which was Vengeance is Mine from Radical Highway. A very particularly nasty level to A rank. It was one of those weird things that with the ranking system for Sonic Adventure 2, it's obviously City Escape was very, very hard to A rank. There was very, very little margin for error. And the same was most definitely true of Vengeance is Mine, which essentially were essentially the first two levels were some of the most difficult in the game to actually complete to a satisfaction where you could get an A rank. It was quite a peculiar thing for Sonic game. Dive Into the Mellow was our next piece of music, and that was for Aquatic Mine, Knuckles Swimmy Swimmy Grab Pieces of Master Emerald level. Then, of course, we had Shadow's Theme itself, which was Throw It All Away. Glad to hear that you're sticking with us, at least I hope you are. Time to tell you a little bit more about what is going on in the realm, as it were, of the Summer of Sonic. The Summer of Sonic, obviously a few more things have been happening since the last time that I spoke to you. Obviously the Radio Redux episode from last time is featured on there. Hopefully it won't be featuring on Fast Feet, essentially, because, you know, the service that I'm running, I am paying for this service, so if you want to download this, I hope that you're downloading it from the direct link on Sonic Rex, or obviously get it through iTunes, or that Dread's actually put the proper full link up on the room, so I'm not just copied it over to the FTP. He doesn't know this time anyway, so he's a good boy. He knows what the score is. Basically, that link. I think he's gone there. It's just between you and me. It doesn't help my stats in any way. So it doesn't help me. Anyway, see, lots of stuff going on at the moment. Sonic Cult have done a new commentary, which is very interesting. I was reading it earlier, to do with the state of Sonic games at the moment and the direction in which they are speaking. And some reason it seems to have crashed. Oh no, I've got it back. If you visit Sega's official Sonic City at the moment, you can get ringtones and PC desktop stuff. They've got a competition. Obviously, I really do recommend checking Sonic City quite often, because they've got some fantastic competitions that they do. I mean, really do. The people who run that have really got their heads screwed on with things that we want as Sonic fan. Although I must admit, you'll have to go some way to top the red Converse sneakers with the was it the Sonic Riders logo on them. That was fantastic. There's quite a few new wallpapers going on. If you go to features and other, they've got various bits. There's I'm just looking down here. There's a Blaze the Cat 3D rendition wallpaper by Anjix, silhouette wallpaper by Falcon 6, various character wallpapers. There's a flash animation for Red Falcon 6. We've got a special 15th anniversary wallpaper from REMS. Rorai himself, off the Sonic Surprises Network, has done a pretty gosh darn good pixel art wallpaper rendition of Green Hill, which is worth checking out, I assure you. Other things going on. Ron Power of Sonic Verse Team has written a great article about the history of the Sonic fan comic, which deals with there's a very good argument about the validity of sprite comics in sort of the modern internet scene with Sonic and versus specifically hand-drawn comics, which is a very good balanced article. I was just reading that there. Oh crikey, there's all sorts of stuff going on. There's some Radio Redux episode 6 by some guy called March Energy UK from Sonic. I've got no idea who the hell he is. Apparently, it's a recommended listen. Features! What other features we have? We have articles. Now, where is that gone? Other articles. Ooh, that's new. There's a one-up that I haven't seen yet. That is an article about Miles Tales Per Hour by Super Kitsun from Tales Mayhem. There's a shock. Webmaster of Tales fans like writing about Tales. What a strange thing that is. There's all sorts going on in the features at the moment. Complete and utter wide variation. I've already mentioned the comic explosion by Ron Prower, and there's things about a legacy, about pixel art by Rory Black, Sonic and Shadow sort of overview, as it were, by Tails. Lots and lots of stuff. Oh, let's rush through these if we can. Interviews now. There should be an interview going on right now, which Dredd should be taking part in. Any details of that should be in features interviews if you go to that at summerofsomething.com. Other things was where we were before, Kevin. What was I going to look at? Obviously, if you go to the fan base zone, there's various bits, including artwork and fiction and comics and stuff. There's a fantastic comic called... Is it the Ketchup one I'm thinking of? Which is absolutely superb. which you might want to see. Also, Darkspeed has done an absolutely fantastic, really fantastic, piece of group artwork, which you can find in artwork. It's also on the Hot Topics list. It might not be there when you visit the site yourself. It might have disappeared off. And where's it gone? Ketchup. Ketchup's by Pickleman, incidentally, which, is a fantastic comic. Where has it gone? Someone's eaten that. I've lost the link. This kind of sucks. There's a comic on there that seems to be... I'll tell you what, Dredd, if you're listening, the little icon for the Real Ages comic by Ajax looks so, so dodgy. I cannot describe to you how dodgy this particular thing looks. In fact, it's kind of disturbing me. Right. Where's Darkspeed's gone? Alright, I'm getting a bit annoyed by this. Come on, where have you hidden it? I'm pretty sure I've got to go to the blimmin' code. Darkspeed. Now, see, apparently it doesn't exist. Well, tough luck. I know it exists. Darkspeed1.jpg. Thank you very much indeed. It has literally every character on there that you'd care to mention. Really obscure characters, Metal Knuckles and Puppet Tails are hidden in there, and Bunny Rabbit, and of course Sally, Froggy and Big, and Tikal and Emerle are in there, various Flickies and forest creatures, and Blaze is there, and Cream is there, and Amy is there, and Tails is there, and Rouge is there, and hey! Ray the Squirrel's there as well, with very, very long legs. In fact, everyone's there that I can think of. Even Vanilla's at the back, that's kind of cool. But Vanilla's not next to Vector. Well, disappointing. The monstrous 15 cake. If you can't find the link, oh god, even Robert the Hedge is on there. Damn. I'm trying to figure out what something is. It probably would have helped if I actually knew what really happens in the comics. Mina Mongoose is in there for the Mina Mongoose fans. In fact, everyone's in there, with the exception of Eggman Nigger. But we're not going to mention that. He's put every character in there that I can possibly think of, except Eggman Nigger. I won't mention this again. It's a fantastic image. It's not to be brought down by the fact that it's missing any character at all. Not one character at all. They all look the same, with the exception of Eggman Nigger. Stop! I'm going to stop this now. If you want to look at it, I couldn't find the blooming link. I don't know where it was hidden. But if you go to samurasonic.com/content/artwork, all one word, /pieces/darkspeeds1.jpg, darkspeeds1.jpg. Look at yourself. It's very corny to say it is a work of art, but I mean, it really has got everyone in it. It's even got that fool Silver in there. Both recent robots and all the riders, Knack, Chaotix, just everyone, with the exception of Eggman Nigger. But it is a love note to Sonic, and really deserves some recognition. And I recommend you go into that in all seriousness. Next up, we have... Where are we? 2003, I believe. No, 2002. 2002. What did we have in 2002? 2002 saw the first GBA Sonic game, which was Sonic Advance. Not essentially a official Sega game. It was kind of done by GIMPs. 2002 also saw the re-release, 1 year after the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast sort of died around that time. Very sad. Never got to play on the Dreamcast myself, but apparently it's one of the most underrated games consoles around, and just sort of failed due to bad timing and Sony, basically. Around 2002, almost a year later, it was re-released on the GameCube, repackaged as Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. You wouldn't have thought we'd have any music specifically for that, but we do. I'm going to play you another piece of music anyway, from Sonic Adventure 2, which obviously had more to do with the Chao in that particular one than two player, so we're actually going to have the Chao Race Extended Remix in a minute. Sonic Advance, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, those are the ones coming out for you right now. This is Radio Redux.
2002.
Oh,
안경. 아, 내지 말지 말. 아프고 배불러 고마. 내지 우리 대기 하우 래 내리로 있어 스프레. 안경 빼자 아버지 중.
Those were, of course, Sonic Advance, and that was Metal Sonic Part 1. And for Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, or representing Sonic Adventure 2 Battle anyway, we had the Chow Rays Extended Remix, Chow's Doki Doki Banana Chips Run Remix. Probably the longest titled piece of Sonic music in the history of Sonic. But there you go. You're running out of time... rapidly to enter the Sonic Olympics, if anyone's still interested in that. In fact, don't start listening to me now. I suggest going down there and sorting your team out immediately. Probably now, though, to be honest, you'll be having to go through the qualifying stages. Yes, there will be qualifying stages for particular games teams who are not the main... So certainly not the main teams, but the teams who registered early, anyway. There's full details on the website, whose information I gave you in the last show. 2002, we have just had, so 2003 must be the time for us to visit. 2003, there was four particular games. There were four releases, shall we say. First up was on the 7th of March 2003 for the GameCube. We had the Sonic Mega Collection. We have some music coming up for that. A fantastic collection, which was brilliant, but didn't have Sonic CD in it. Or Sonic the Fighters. Or, you know, it wasn't complete, basically. So... slighter tinge. Then we had Sonic Advance 2, obviously for the Game Boy Advance again, which was closely followed by Sonic Adventure DX. The Director's Cut for the GameCube and PC, of course, but the PC was released a bit later than that. Sonic Pinball Party rounds off our 2003 excursion. That was strange. It was also for the Game Boy Advance. Let's see if we can find some more details about that, as it's a kind of an obscure title, because you had various other Sega characters, like Knights, in it, and Metal Sonic, I remember, was a boss in it. It was kind of Sonic Spinball... DX. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's sort of platform pinball-a-rama. It was strange. Best way to think of it actually is probably the Casinoopolis in Sonic Adventure, Nights into Dreams pinball thing. Just without a Sonic-y ball. It's like very strange indeed, yeah. But we still have music for that coming up, as we have, he says, checking the playlist for every game in 2003, with the exception of Sonic Adventure DX. Aha! I almost forgot there was a... there is a fifth title released in 2003. A title not even mentioned on the Sonic Stadium's Grand Scheme of Things Games Archive. That was, of course, Sonic N. Yeah. Sonic N, a.k.a. Sonic 1 port for the... For the Nokia N-Gage. I think you already know my thoughts on the N-Gage. So let's cut straight to the music. It is 2003 coming up for you. Not long left now in years terms. Only 3 more years after that. After this, rather. Sonic Bay Collection is coming up for you. I'll see you in a bit.
2003. We'll be right back.
Again, it's your favourite cuddly Sonic sprite comic writer person. I've in that piece, while that piece of music were running, I went and actually read the Angix comic that is on Summer. So it is hilarious. Kudos to you. And I was just checking you out. But I'm sorry, the little image just freaks me slightly. Also, while I was watching the music, which was actually technically true, because I was watching the little indicator going along, Cool Edit Pro, but I was listening to it as well. While I was doing that, I took the opportunity to go back onto Urban Dictionary, which you may remember from the last time, and just looked up a couple of things. Okay, number one, Sonic Cult, you are so hated by some people. Sonic Cult has not just one listing down on Urban Dictionary. Sonic Cult has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 16 definitions. Good grief. Which, of course, is, you know, just all wrong, mainly. Sonic Cult's a fantastic site, but you must be aware that obviously it's got some sort of adulty content involved. Props to you, Sonic Cult, you don't deserve that. Sonic Riders has its own listing. Was it Sonic HQ has a listing as well on the Urban Dictionary? I don't know if they knew that or not. That's cruel! No, they don't deserve that. Completely wrong. Sonic HQ apparently is. This is Urban Dictionary, it's not me. This is the description of Sonic HQ at the moment on Urban Dictionary. A true example of why people hate the furry fandom. Fanboy mentality at its worst. God. Leave them alone. I'm pleased to say that it's only got 2 votes for yes in agreement with that and 7 votes for no. So hopefully that'll get taken off at some stage. Boo to all of you who put stuff down on the Urban Dictionary just for evilness intent. Anyway, the best pieces of music you listen to, if you can even remember what those pieces of music were... they were from the Sonic Mega Collection, the main menu theme. Following that, we had Sonic Advance 2 with Zone 4. Well, Zone 4.2, we'll call it. It's actually some sort of second zone of Zone 4. It was weird. And Neo Green Hill Zone from Sonic Pinball Party. 2004, three games of noteworthiness Sonic-wise for you. First of all, we had Sonic Heroes. What comes up must come down, apparently. If your feet are still touching the ground, you will remember that Sonic Heroes gave us the whole triple character play thing, which I'm sure just generated from the fact that somebody at Sega just went, oh, we need to do a Sonic game, but we need to keep Tails in there to Peter Tails fans and Knuckles in there. Oh, we just play all three of them at once or something. It turned out that was exactly what happened, more or less. You had a big comeback, which, you know, was brilliant. with Cream, in Cream's first sort of 3D outing. And they formed Team Rose with Amy Rose. We had Team Dark with Omega and Shadow and Rouge in a new outfit and new breasts. And they were also joined by Team Chaotix. Team Chaotix, the return of Team Chaotix without Mighty. Just Espio, Charmy and Vector, and their own brand of detective incompetence. And of course, obviously, we had teams on there. Like I said, of course, the bad guy wasn't who we thought he was for once. It wasn't the bad guy, was not Eggman at all. But spoiler warning, if you never played Sonic Heroes, but I'm assuming you all have, it was Metal Sonic in disguise. Metal Sonic in his new guise as, you know, just T-1000, I must kill John Connor. Get out of the helicopter type liquid metal thing with weirdness. I love the new style of Metal Sonic with the white hashes and dashes and things. And it was good. There is one big problem I have with Sonic Heroes, specifically if you're playing it, I know for a fact this is with a GameCube, but several others as well. This is basically what I'm talking about is the Emerald Stages. The Emerald Stages of Sonic Heroes. I hate the Emerald Stages of Sonic Heroes. I've got only two Emeralds. I have been trying to get the third goddamn Chaos Emerald for the best part of 2 years. I have been trying over and over to get this sodding Emerald and get on, because I can't get to the final story. I can't play against Metal Sonic because I can't get one pissant little Emerald. And it's the third one, because all the time I'm going along, and all of a sudden, whoom, I'll go to the, randomly just to the top of the screen, get thrown up to the top of the top ceiling, and suddenly stop, fall to the ground. My whole run is ruined. I'm fed up with it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Okay? I hate it. Otherwise, it's a good game. Sonic Battle was the next game. That was basically, you know, Sonic the Fighters GBA style-y. Anyway, so it's, yes, Sonic Battle. Sonic Battle had Emerle as another creation of Dr. Gerald Robotnik, who went on to, well, went on to do sort of stuff after Sonic Battle, except on Sonic X, where the ultimate Emerle in Sonic X was destroyed by Cream, which either means you just don't mess with the rabbit, or this ultimate robot was really rubbish. But then, say so Sonic Battle, Sonic Advance 3. 3 years in a row, 3 Sonic Advance games in a row. Sonic Advance 3, this time around, you had a sort of tag team thing going on, because Eggman used Chaos Control and smashed the world into 7 different pieces, 7 different worlds. I'm not entirely sure if they were continents, but I'm sure they conform to the Sonic level standard set. Sonic Advance actually does have some kind of weird addition to the Sonic level standard set, in that you have to have one level which just has monstrous musical instruments in it for no reason at all. Obviously going into a zone populated entirely by giants who like jazz and are big fans of Thelonious Monk. And things like that. It's strange. So there was Sonic Advance had this kind of cool tag team play, which sort of played off of Sonic Heroes a little bit as well. And that completes your rundown for 2004. We'll have that piece. We've got 3 pieces of music from Sonic Heroes, and then a piece from Battle and Advance each. I will see you on the flip side.
2004. magic mystery. You could have left me here, silly son of God. No one would ever know the chaos control. My true identity, the power that is me.
more specifically, I'm back. As a matter of fact, I'm back. Did you miss me while I was away? Anyway, those last pieces of music were from Sonic Heroes. You had Crush 40 with the Sonic Heroes, which is self-titled theme. Then the Ocean Palace theme, and following that we had the Team Gark theme by Julian K. After which we had some music from Sonic Battle, which was Gimme Shelter. An excellent pun, which surely must have been written by somebody not in the Eastern Hemisphere, because I'll try to think what the Japanese translation name would be for that. But obviously, Gimme Shelter, name of Eggman's base, and we had the music from that for Sonic Battle. Sonic Advance 3, we had Cybertracked Act 1 as well, for those who are interested. I want to go back to Sonic Heroes for a moment, if I may. I'm not going to yell that I hate it again, but I do! Apparently, while I was busy myself with various things, I stumbled across the fact that there's some kind of big discussion about what I'm made of is to do with. Now, lots of people say it's the Team Super theme. Lots of people say it's Metal Sonic's theme. Down on the actual sound test figures, not this is what I'm made of, if I recall correctly. It's actually just listed out as a Metal Overlord music. But apparently, there's lots of people going, lots of people doing compelling evidence with waggings of finger as to what it is. I'd quite like to set this record straight as I have the forum to do it. Quite frankly, it's rather silly that people are thinking this. Let's go through. I'm not going to sing it, but I don't care what you're thinking as you turn to me, because what I have in my two friends is enough to set me free. Set me free. I could fight the feeling to resist over time, but when it's just too much, take you sneak up from behind. Is it me you say you're looking for? Let me show you who I am and what I'm here for. Okay. So remember those. Is it me you say you're looking for? Let me show you who I am and what I'm here for. Okay. Try to reach inside of me. Try to drain my energy. Let me show you just what I'm made of. Simple curiosity tries to take a bite of me. Let me show you just what I'm made of now. Like a million faces, I've recognized them all, and one by one, they've all become a number as they fall. In the name of reason, I can take no more. One by one, they've all become a black mark on the floor. Is it me you say you're looking for? Let me show you who I am and what I have in store. Try to reach inside of me. Try to drain my energy. Let me show you just what I'm made of. Okay? It is nothing to do, essentially, with Team Sonic. It is nothing, essentially, to do with Metal Sonic. But it is simply the fight being talked about from Sonic's point of view. Okay? It's Sonic saying, you know, is it me you say you're looking for? Metal Sonic has been doing all of this just so he can get the overlord and he can finally confront Sonic and beat him. It is that simple. Try to reach inside of me, try to drain my energy. Metal's been copying data. That's what that's all about. Let me show you just what I'm made of. It's not the data. It's simply that, okay? So like a million faces, I recognise them all one by one. They've all become a number as they fall. It's comment on all the foes and all the times that Metal sees the face, Metal Sonic and stuff. All the time, it's just that, yeah, every single time, somebody else comes along and I whoop their ass. Let me show you what I'm made of. You can take another lifelong try, you can take another try. It's not exactly a callback, but it's a sort of a call forward to when Sonic says, you know, any other challenge, bring it on. You know, that's it. Okay, that is the answer. Try to reach inside me, try to drain my energy, let me show you just what I'm made of. It's just the fight from Sonic's point of view, just saying, you know, you want me? Come on, bring it. You want some? Come get some. It's just that, okay? So hopefully I have now laid this argument to rest amongst the Sonic populace, because it's rather silly And it's rather silly. All you have to do is just look at the lyrics, and it is completely there. Okay, so what's I made of? It's the team. It is the Team Sonic theme, but essentially it's Sonic versus Metal Sonic, and sort of Sonic's feelings on the whole thing. Okay. So there, several millennia later, we come to 2005. 2005 was the year of retrospects and, oh my gods, and guns. First off, we had the Sonic Mega Collection Plus, which was, Sonic Mega Collection plus lots of game gear, plus purple. That was for the Xbox and the PS2, of course. Then we had the Sonic Gems Collection, which was essentially all the ones that Mega Collection didn't have. So CD, Fighter, various other ones, but mainly CD and Fighter. A couple of other ones. Then, of course, we had Shadow the Hedgehog. Not necessarily a Sonic game, but Sonic canon, certainly. Ooh, excuse me. A game hated because it introduced guns. Because, you know, a Sonic game can't have guns in it. Sonic never used a gun. You know, Sonic wouldn't use guns. He said so. He said as much. He said right at the beginning at Westopolis. You know, just like, if you want to use a gun, that's fine. But, you know, I wouldn't caught me dead using one of those things. And, of course, much uproar again. And they divided the community yet again. And Shadow was hated again. And possibly rightly. It was a disappointing game. It was a very, very fun game. Don't get me wrong. I really believe it's a very fun game. It's got quite a lot of replay value. The two-player system on that was an absolute joke. I think everyone, I don't think even Sega could say in their heart of hearts that the two-player system on Shadow the Hedgehog wasn't just an absolute joke. They had one guy, probably, just working on that, and it was just like, it's like, hey, what have you been doing these weekends, Ken? Well, I've been just putting together a little two-player thing just for Shadow the Hedgehog, just in my own time. Oh, really, let's have a little play of it. It was a bit buggy, isn't it? You know, there's not exactly much in the way of thing. But hey, I like the little skins you've done for Shadow. Oh, thanks very much indeed. And I said, well, we weren't thinking of putting a two-player system into Shadow the Hedgehog. So we'll give you some money for that. You can just develop it a little more. Not too much more, so we don't want you distracted from the main project. And, you know, we'll integrate it in the game. No, you must be joking. Yeah. They won't accept this. They'll expect this as a two-player game. Ah, but, you know, they'll accept whatever we tell them. Anyway, so that was Shadow the Hedgehog. And, of course, the other one was the first Sonic game on the DS. Sonic Rush, which introduced us to the concept of alternate worlds. And, of course, we had Blaze the Cat, the Soul Emeralds. It couldn't be the Chaos Emeralds, it had to be the Soul Emeralds, and some other character. I don't know, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just thought it was funny, just like, the bad guy was an evil Eggman, because, you know, Eggman's not evil anymore, Eggman's sort of comedic. Or is he in the new 2006? We shall see. Apparently, the rumours are Blaze is in the 2006 one, and that there's two images of Robotnik if you sort of do a mouse over thing on whatever the image is, which reveals sort of two rather different looking Robotniks. So the theory is that one of them is actually Eggman Nager. But we shall see. Sonic Rush was great. Sonic Rush was a combination of 2D gameplay with 3D gameplay faux 3D gameplay. And it really was great. It was a superb little game. Absolutely flew off the shelves. People saying it's the best Sonic game for God knows how long because it goes back to 2D. Just for the fact that it goes back to 2D roots. Never mind the fact that the gameplay was very, very good. It went back to the 2D roots, so therefore it was the saviour of all Sonic gaming. Like the previous 13, 14 years, you know, since Sonic 1 had been absolute purgatory. Some people just need to get some of the purists need to get a bit of a sense of perspective, I think, on, you know, just what things you're not going to get 32-bit, 16-bit graphics, and what you're just not. The fact that it's in 2D really shouldn't make it fantastic. Crikey, the advanced games were 2D. Those weren't hailed as the greatest thing in Sonic gaming since God knows when. But yes, that's some fantastic music as well. That is your lineup for 2005. No music from Mega Collection Plus, because I don't see the point in it. We got music from Sonic Genesis Collection, two tracks from Shadow the Hedgehog, and Sonic, one track from Sonic Crash. You're still listening to Radio Redux, the Summer of Sonic Special Part 2, and 2005 coming up.
2005.
Thank you.
proceed.
We go 2005. We are approaching the end of this very special Radio Redux two-parter retrospective of 15 years of Sonic game music. Those last tracks were from 2005. It was the Sonic Gems Collection long intro music from Shadow the Hedgehog. We had it was I Am All of Me, which was obviously the theme of the game. That particular version was the version that I put together. It wasn't the proper long version. It was the versus on Kenji UK I Am All of Me Squared Rex Map Edition, which I put together using Devil Doom and the original one, the original short version of I Am All of Me, before I knew that a long version of I Am All of Me existed. As it turned out, I was more or less bang on. It is, trust me, it is a completely different track. And it was put together by me. I'm not making this up. But I think it was Black Dragon UK did some apparently very strenuous testing, sound-wise, to check. And the differences in them are absolutely marginal, which I was very impressive. So, obviously, you say Crash 40, I'm All of Me, but sort of my edition. And then we had the music for The Egg Dealer, and those were from Shadow the Hedgehog. Following that, we had Sonic Rush and Medley Rush 2. We like our medleys here on Radio Redux. Well, that's kind of it. 2006. So far, we've had Sonic Riders. Now, Sonic Riders Flick Riders, aka Back to the Future with Sonic Part 2, with hoverboards. It was a game that had everyone going, concept everyone loved, the gameplay everyone sort of went, I have a thing about it because it killed my wave bird, my beloved wave bird died because of that, and it kind of injured my hand as well. So I look at Sonic Riders through death-tinted glasses as opposed to rose-tinted ones. But I mean, it was a great-looking game, set some fantastic music, proved that you could have a Sonic game in the 21st century without Crush 40 in it. But I would have loved to hear some Crush 40 in there. Come on, bring Crush 40 back for Sonic the Hedgehog 06, which of course is the next game coming, Sonic-wise, which is due at the end of the year. I mean, fans are calling it Sonic the Hedgehog 06, where it's actually just Sonic the Hedgehog 06. Sonic just yelled in big capital letters. I'll be interested to know what the final title is. It can't possibly just be Sonic the Hedgehog again. It seems kind of daft. But we'll see. So we got two pieces of music. Well, I'll say two pieces of music. Just a little bit from Sonic Riders are coming up for you. This is our last piece of music. So I hope you enjoyed it. I've been Archangel UK. Archangel UK, whichever one you prefer, I've been it, and this has been Radio Redux. The next time I'll be seeing you, it's been kind of odd that I've been doing these podcasts in such quick succession. The next time I'll be talking to you, though, will be equally quick, oddly, equally quick, because it'll be time for the Sonic Rex Awards. Yay! Sonic Rex Awards. So, the next time you'll be hearing from me will be July the 12th, I believe it is, which will be Nick Knight's birthday, as I remember rightly. Nick Knight's birthday is on the 12th of July, so send him a card. A bomb-shaped card, but made of flower petals and your own mother's spit. And he'll be very grateful, I'm sure. Yes, so I shall see you on the 12th, I think, unless anything goes wrong, for the Sonic Rex Awards, the second Sonic Rex Award, the controversial Sonic Rex Awards, as this is slightly turning out to be bizarrely, for the award show, which will probably, in the style of the Sonic Side Awards, run to God knows what length. So we've got 16 awards to hand out and a couple of other things, and I've already got an hour of music lined up, so it's guaranteed to be horribly long and ghastly, and there might be a chaotic in there as well. I really don't know. It's all a mess, and my brain is just going and it needs more beer, so I'm going to go off and get some more beer, and I shall see you next time. Bye bye for now. Here's 2006.
Emergency 発動。Emergency 発動。侵入者を排除せよ。繰り返します。Emergency 発動。Emergency 発動。侵入者を排除せよ。
Sonic Comedy.
Why am I suspended in midair? You haven't been doing your Cirque du Soleil impression again, have you?
And the best music.
One of my favourite songs, full stop.
On the air 24 hours a day.
Like somebody's putting down a stray puppy, but violently with a frisbee.
With your resident DJ.
The show that 9 out of 10 cats prefer to the next leading radio station called Radio Redux. We'll play the organ and like it!
Archangel UK.
Creator of this marvellous empire thing I have going here.
This is... Radio.